From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, and I just was with some people who said to say hello to you from the American Antiquarian Society in Worcester.
You betcha. Lovely old building, and it's been there forever, and they have an amazing history of the early days of this country.
That's right.
New England. Amazing. Well, that's nice. Hi back to them. Well, something first about last week's puzzle and the answer that turned out to be maybe not as unique as we thought. Can you set us straight here?
Yes, the object was to cut a square biscuit into exactly 8 smaller squares, each the same thickness as the original. And my answer was to cut out one square that's 3/4 the width of the original, and the remaining space can be cut up into 7 smaller squares. The alternative answer was to cut out one square that's 3/5 the width of the original. The remaining space can be cut into 3 squares, each 2/5 the width of the original, and 4 squares, 1/5 the width, for 8 squares in all. So either solution worked.
Okay, fair enough. Now we had a challenge you gave us last week, and it was one of those cities that was left over from our on-air game. Would you repeat it, please?
Well, it was to take the name Dearborn, as in Dearborn, Michigan, and rearrange these 8 letters to name a famous person from history. Who is it?
Who is it?
It is Red Baron, the Red Baron, the World War I German flying ace.
Right, Baron von Richthofen. I don't think you can do Dearborn, Michigan and arrange the whole thing. And I think I'm pretty sure many people think he's just a cartoon character in the Schultz comic strip.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Exactly. But no, he was a real guy and a real aviator, and he was called the Red Baron, and we received 1,400 correct entries. And our randomly chosen puzzle winner comes from my home state, Massachusetts, a town called Malden, and her name is Christine Nelson. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Leanne.
How you doing?
Not too bad.
It's nice to talk to somebody from Malden because you're close to where my parents and various generations grew up, in Rivia.
Oh, yeah. No, Rivia well.
Yeah, I bet. What do you do in Malden?
I work for a publisher of academic books and journals.
Oh, really? A word person, huh?
Yeah, something like that.
Yes, sounds good. Well, and you have been playing puzzle for a while?
Yeah, about 6.5 years ago, I was actually working in a bookstore, and somebody who I was showing the reference section to said, oh, you have to listen to this if you're interested, and I've been listening since.
Well, you know what you get now that we've called you up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready. Oh, listen to her. She's ready. Will, please meet Christine, and I think we are ready for you.
All right, Christine, every answer today is a word or name of 2 or 3 syllables that is accented on the syllable bay. And the bay can come anywhere in the answer and can have any spelling. For example, if I said decreased as taxes, you might say abated. All right, number 1 is a place to buy a cake or cookies.
A bakery.
That's right. Number 2 is to follow orders.
Obey.
Uh-huh. Number 3 is a diaper wearer.
A baby.
Uh-huh. On fire as food.
Hmm.
A dish in a restaurant might be served this way.
Flambé.
Flambé is right. Fill in the blank. Trinidad and?
Tobago.
Tobago is right. Try this. 2 things. There are 2 answers here. 2 things you might eat for breakfast.
A bagel?
Yes, and?
Hmm.
A side order with eggs.
Bacon.
Is right. A pain in the lower back.
Hmm.
An ongoing pain, a chronic pain in your lower back.
Is this an old-fashioned word?
Sort of old-fashioned. Something your great-grandfather might have had.
Walking up those hills of Rivia, no doubt. I'm going to give it lumbago.
Lumbago, is it?
Wow, would have never gotten that.
Okay, try this. Jazz singer Pearl.
Bailey.
Right, and a count whose band she sang with.
Basie.
That's right. Fundamental. What word means fundamental?
As in training. Or
yes, yeah. Blank training. It's also the name of a computer language.
Oh, basic.
Basic,
that was,
is it?
So easy, I missed it. And
those are the hardest ones or the easy ones. I sound like Yogi Berra.
How about Joy, who co-hosts The View?
Behar.
Yeah.
Behar is right. A sink.
Basin?
Uh-huh. A person in a formal argument.
Wow.
And if there were a face-off before an election, each of the candidates would be.
A debate.
A debater, is it?
Okay.
And your last one is an iced dessert. There are two ways to pronounce this, but I'm going with the one that has the accent on bay. And it's a French word.
Big round thing, right? Meringue and ice cream.
There you go.
I don't know what it is, but it sounds lovely.
Doesn't it get, they're called Bombays, right?
Oh, no, that was the Indian city. No, it's something else. Sorbet.
Oh, yeah.
Christine, I think between us, we didn't embarrass ourselves too bad,
did
we?
Not too badly.
No. For playing our puzzle today, Christine, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Reference Set with CD-ROM, featuring print and electronic versions of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, and the Puzzle Master Presents, which is a wonderful book of puzzles that have been heard here on Weekend Edition, and that's published by Random House. And Christine Nelson, tell us your public radio station.
WBUR, Boston University.
Excellent. Christine Nelson from Malden, Massachusetts on the North Shore. Thank you so much for playing our puzzle.
Thank you both very much.
Okay. Well, now, Will, we have another challenge for everyone to listen to and try and work on for the next week.
Yes, it comes from Andrew Tuite from Chicago. Think of a five-letter verb in one syllable that means to do a certain activity. Insert the letter S, as in Sam, between the second and third letters, and you'll get a six-letter verb in two syllables that means to stop doing this activity. So again, five letters, one syllable that means to do a certain activity, put an S between the second and third letters, and you get a six-letter verb in two syllables that means to stop doing this activity. What words are these?
All right, when you know, let us know. Send us an email. Send it to puzzle@npr.org. Once again, that's puzzle, P-U-Z-Z-L-E, @npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers, and we'll call you if you're the winner. And you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.